Farmer Lin, your idea to seek shelter here was a good one. Look at that lightning. We'll be here for a while. How shall we pass the time?
I'll tell a story, Neighbor Wang. It's a story my aged grandmother used to tell us children to explain why our sisters had to have their feet wrapped to keep them small.
Yes, Farmer Lin, tell us that one.
Thousands of years ago, it was considered beautiful for women to have large feet. In those days, there was an emperor named Yang Shun, whose wife, Ti Qin, was known as the Empress of the Beautiful Feet. The emperor would often say to her,
Ti Qin, how lovely your feet are. I'm sure they're at least 14 inches long.
Thank you, husband. They are indeed that long.
All would have been happy except for a dangerous habit the Empress Ti Qin had. Both emperor and empress were sound sleepers, but every night Empress Ti Qin walked in her sleep. The servants knew about it, but dared not tell the emperor for fear of his anger.
Did you see the empress last night?
No, where was she this time?
I was drawing water from the well, and she startled me. She came up so silently and looked so pale in the moonlight that at first I thought she was the spirit of some ancestor.
Oh, I know. She's frightened me that way, too.
Oh, shh!
What are you servants whispering about?
Nothing, Your Highness.
Tell me or I'll chop off your heads.
The Empress, Honorable Master, she walks in her sleep. We fear for her safety. Last night she was in the courtyard by the deep well.
Walks in her sleep? That's hard to believe. I sleep with her in her very room, and I've never seen her do this.
Oh, it's true, Honorable Master. I, too, have seen her walk with the unseeing eyes.
All right. You're dismissed. Go. My beautiful Ti Qin, walking in her sleep. I must see for myself tonight.
That night, the emperor drank special tea to keep him awake. Pretending to sleep, he watched his wife. She seemed to be sleeping normally.
The guard strikes the hour after midnight. I believe the servants were mocking me. Look how peacefully Ti Qin sleeps. Wait! What, she stirs. She's rising. Her eyes are open, but unseeing, just as the servant said. And now she walks away, as if she had an important meeting to go to. But where? I'll follow.
Having followed his wife through the palace halls for an hour, Emperor Yang Shun was suddenly gripped by fear as Ti Qin walked toward a high balcony overlooking the ocean far below.
Oh, I must stop her.
As a cloud wraps around a mountaintop, so the emperor wrapped his arm gently around his wife's waist, directing her back to her bedroom, still asleep. The next morning, Yang Shun asked his wife,
Dear Ti Qin, do you know that you walk in your sleep?
Oh, no! Do I still?
What do you mean, still? I don't understand.
Oh, my lord. For years before we were married, people would tell me I walked in my sleep. First members of my family, then neighbors. I was so ashamed. I felt evil spirits were coming at night to take me on these walks, and it frightened me. When we were married, I hoped your honorable presence by my side at night would keep away the evil spirits. I felt freed, no longer ashamed and frightened. Now you tell me nothing has changed. What am I to do?
Yes, now I understand. Such a habit, one that seems beyond your control, can be frightening. But do not feel ashamed in front of me, Ti Qin. I love you dearly and only fear for your safety. There's no shame in being restless.
But why? Why am I so? I'm healthy, I'm happy. All day long I need only sit in the palace or garden, doing as I please without a worry to stir my soul. Besides all this, I'm thought of by all the world as beautiful.
Then the empress looked at her long, healthy feet.
Could it be, dear husband, that my feet are the restless ones? Could it be that since they cannot walk during the day, they carry me away during the night?
That's it, of course.
But what can be done? I do not wish to be chained to my bed each night.
Nor do I want you to take a trip off the balcony. No, we must find a cure for your restless feet. I'll talk to the most clever doctors in the country.
So the emperor called the most clever surgeons in his empire to ask their advice in the matter of his wife's restless feet. Each one said the same thing. Her feet must be shorter. But how? Calling the wisest of his wise men, the emperor asked them how to make his wife's feet shorter. Each one of them said the same thing. Soak her feet in waters from the shrinking pool. The emperor immediately sent for these waters, and the empress gladly soaked her 14-inch feet. Soon her feet had shrunk to only 5 inches, and the empress never again walked in her sleep. Now she had a new problem.
What is it, dear wife? I thought you'd be happy now.
I am happy not to be walking in my sleep, but now my feet are so small, I'm ashamed to be with the other ladies whose feet are so big.
So that's it. Well, as emperor, I can fix that.
So the emperor had a proclamation prepared.
Ladies of China, it is hereafter to be that you must have the smallest feet possible, that no lady is permitted to have feet as small as the empress, but that all young princesses should have their feet bound to make them as nearly like their empress as possible.
And that is why the nobles of China bound the feet of their daughters for many, many years afterwards.
Story, Farmer Lin.
I don't know, but it helps pass the time.
It does.